morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, fam. You know what that means.
It's midweek.
Hump day.
Oh my gosh, we're actually
kind of tired, so I'm glad we're bringing this energy to the podcast right now. Praise God for that. We're getting a second wind of the Holy Spirit right now. You ready to hop in?
Yes, you guys. Let's just jump on into it today. We are in the Thrive Bible once again, and we're reading out of Song of Songs, chapter 2, verse 7, and it's titled Waiting on God's Best. It says, "Promise me, O woman of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and wild deer, not to awaken love until the time is right."
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if I read that wrong. I kind of like looked at Chad because we have a little story with this verse.
Can you reread it just one more time?
Yes. "Promise me, O woman of Jerusalem, by the gazelles and wild deer, not to awaken love until the time is right." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, I created you to love and receive love. I want you to trust me with your heart and not awaken love before it's time. Don't settle for less than my best. If your heart has been broken, come to me and I will hold and protect your heart so that it will heal. I want you to love me so much as your father that a suitor has to come to me to ask for your heart. If you will let me protect you and preserve you for my best, you will save yourself much heartache. Trust me to show you the right time to give your heart away. Your heart will remain safe in my hands if you will wait for me to show you the one I have chosen to love you in this life. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, as much as we love to be in love, when love is awakened at the wrong time, we sometimes settle for less than God's best for us in our dating relationships. Our hearts get broken when we settle for someone unworthy and compromise our chance to experience the real thing. Give your heart to God and wait on Him to awaken love in His timing. The Treasure of Truth says, it's never too late to give your heart back to God.
Amen to that.
Amen.
I love that. It actually reminds me of what we talked about on Janine's podcast that went live yesterday.
Yeah, it does.
The podcast is Happy and Healthy. Mm-hmm. And one of the analogies that Tori and I used was that, you know, you should never go to the grocery store or shopping for food when you're hungry, because you're going to buy whatever is available.
Yeah.
Because you're hungry. You're desperate for something. You have a desire for something. And I think it's important that we all take a second to note, hey, okay, I am always going to be discontent this side of heaven until I'm reunited with the holy and perfect living God.
Yeah.
And so I'm always going to be trying to find little things to fill that void in my heart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a lot of the way a lot of us do that is through romantic relationships.
Yeah.
Because we feel a lack and we try to fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's really important for us to find our contentment in Christ and Christ alone, and then we won't be willing to accept people who, no offense, we shouldn't be dating because these people aren't encouraging us into the Lord, or we're lowering our standards, or not treating us with respect, etc.
Or maybe it's just not the right time.
Yep.
Because the reason I was kind of giggling with this verse is, if you guys know the backstory of Chad and I, the second go around, the second
don't say it
friend zone.
Okay.
Was because of this verse in particular. And it wasn't because Chad wasn't the right guy, but it wasn't the right time. And because I was in a season where I was so content in my relationship with the Lord, I was able to let that go and give it back to God, because I knew that I was okay with just God. And I knew that God would take care of Chad as well. And because there was so much peace in that, when it came back, like, it was just so fruitful. And had I just ignored that, and we would have just started dating back then and me not be obedient, I think we would have walked through a lot more turmoil and stress and strife in those seasons, because there were things that, like, God needed to reveal to you, and you still had so much, like, healing to do from your past relationship.
Yep.
And it just honestly reminds me, the other night I was so hungry. And we had this incredible like Green Chef meal that I could have cooked, but I was like, oh, it's like 30, 45 minutes. Honestly, I'm so hungry right now. I'm just going to go to Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And then I get to Taco Bell and the line is so long. I did not get home for at least 45 minutes. Like it was probably almost an hour before I ended up getting home. And in my desperation, I made a move for a cheaper choice.
Yep.
And I left way less satisfied, whereas I could have had like a hearty, awesome, yummy meal that would have actually like nourished me. But because of my desperation, I made a cheap choice and I was so upset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that. And I think it's important for all of us to think about, what are we desperate for? Because some of us, it may not be a relationship. Some of us, it may be prestige or fame or money or career or accolades or success. I mean, we can find the same type of brain chemical being released satisfaction in so many different things. So it's good for us to always take an inventory of our life and be like, wow, what am I pursuing in life right now? And is my desperation for it, or is my heavy desire for it, making me willing to jeopardize God's my morals timing. Or God's timing?
Yeah, so that's good. I love that.
You ready to pray us on out?
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we thank you, Lord, that you are the author of time, Lord. That even though our timeline and your timeline may not always align, Lord, it may be different. Would you settle our spirits today, Lord? Would you let us find contentment in you and you alone, Lord? I pray for any desire that we might have, Lord, that's burning inside us, Lord, that is not from you, that you would just put that flame out, Lord, that the only fire within us would burn for you, Lord. Lord, we don't want to awaken things in our life before your time, Lord. So give us contentment in this season, Lord. We pray for it. We ask you for it, and we thank you in advance for it. So Lord, right now we're going to open up the floor for our listeners to continue in prayer, and we're going to be praying in agreement with them.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen, y'all. We appreciate you tuning in.
And don't forget, you are God's masterpiece.
And also don't forget that we love you.
We love you, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Tschüss.